You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
Welcome to, what are we calling this? Is this We Are Libertarians East, yesterday's leftovers, or I've been told, I've got a piece of paper here, unfortunately, that says that this is going to be called the Boss Hog of Liberty.
I love it.
Sounds great.
The Boss Hog
of
Liberty.
We didn't have a choice.
So, this is my little podcast project. I'm Jeremiah Morrill, frequent contributor on We Are Libertarians. The big show, the Boss Hog of Liberty, is going to be the tiny show that I'm going to have as my project. Joining us today, we have Dear Leader, the benevolent Dear Leader, who's forcing things upon me.
Yes, well, that's you forced your friendship on me. You forced me to give you this board. And so to repay you, I'm going to make you call this podcast the Boss Hog of Liberty, because that's our nickname for you. You run Henry County with an iron fist.
I may have extracted more out of Chris Spangle than anybody else, other than his ex-wife. I got a board out of him. That's a $5,000 value is what he told me.
It is. This is a $10,000 setup, as you can tell by the audio quality.
I'm sitting here, and it is amazing.
You have not been introduced yet. Patience. Aaron. It's like Aaron Ewert over here.
I like that you treat him like I treat Aaron.
So we've got Spangle on the far right.
Hello.
And then on the near right, we have the lovely Miss Sarah Potter.
Hello.
So, Sarah is, Sarah, what are you?
What do you mean? What am I? I'm a female?
Oh, she's our token female. Congratulations to us. Sarah's my lovely girlfriend.
That too.
And she keeps the house clean and
does
the dishes.
Every once in a while.
Makes pies, does all of the great things around the house.
All the domestic things.
All the domestic things. And then on my left, we can now introduce.
No, I don't even want you to introduce me anymore, Jeremiah.
Mr. Dakota
I'll
Davis.
I'll introduce myself.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I am Dakota Davis. That is me.
That's it? That's all you have to say about yourself?
That's all you got?
That's
male?
It.
I'm a male. I enjoy whiskey. That's
he enjoys that's whiskey. Really he's been it. Drinking for 3 weeks, but he's decided he enjoys whiskey.
I love it.
How old are you?
21.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all.
You look way older.
It's the beard. No. He's got a better beard than anybody. Tad Western is the only guy that has a beard that's at Dakota's level.
No, Tad's up to Tad's got a mustache going on now.
That's true. Yeah. I saw he's gone creepertarian for a while. I wanted him to go with either mutton chops or the fitness guy from Dodgeball, Ben Stiller's character.
Yeah,
I wanted that.
The Fu Manchu.
Yeah, didn't happen. And then we have a fifth guest here, Dakota. I will let you handle the introductions and decide what exactly this fifth individual is to this podcast today.
The fifth individual sitting to my left is my lovely fiance.
What?
You're not old enough to have a fiance.
I thought that was your sister.
No, that is not my sister. That's why I laughed so hard whenever you said that earlier.
Oh, you guys look exactly alike.
Well, you know, our goal in life
has better teeth.
Yeah, she does have a lot better teeth.
I just went to the orthodontist today.
He's got that fade.
Yeah. You got to talk into it like this.
Okay.
Like a certain activity. There you go. That's how you got to talk into it.
Yeah, she's definitely not my sister. You can go ahead and introduce yourself now.
Okay, so, I'm Audrey. That's about it.
That's about it.
Audrey, you're a student, is what we understand.
I am.
You're a student at the Indiana University East?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Indiana University at Indianapolis.
So, no, she's the second IU East person in the last 2 days to make an appearance on We Are Libertarians.
Hannah, for all these years, she's led me to believe she's going to IUPUI. And when I ask her, what are you getting your degree in? Oh, it's from IU. It's a business degree. I'm like, oh, Kelly School. Great. Turns out that's not true. It's the Red Raiders or whatever Red Rockets you have out here. That's
the Red Wolves.
Yeah, the Red Wolves.
Red Wolves.
Okay, the Red Rockets is what I'm going with.
There's a pajama t-shirt in my drawer that says Red Wolf Swag. There's even a hashtag on it.
Can you burn that, please?
No.
I can't think of anything I'd want to wear less than that. Anything with swag on it, I'm out.
I might have to give it to you. When I'm a proud graduate of Ivy Tech, we didn't have any swag, but I would burn that if I could. That would be equally a shame.
I didn't even go to college.
You don't need to. You're like in a union.
College is for suckers.
I agree, honestly.
Listen, I'm not going to be in debt. Like, that's a horrible mistake to make.
Yeah, it's a terrible mistake to make.
Investing in your future. What a dumb move.
Yeah, why would you ever do that?
All right. So we've assembled this cast of characters, and today it's going to be, we got to be honest, this is kind of a reboot of the first episode. About a week and a half ago, Dakota and Sarah and myself had a fantastic hour-long first episode, and it was done with stolen equipment. It will probably never see the light of day because it's unlistenable.
Yeah.
But we'll call it practice.
I thought it was great. I thought the content was amazing.
But
please bring that Cosmo article back. We need to talk about that tonight.
So we'll get into that. So Dakota is our Cosmo correspondent as well.
Okay.
He's the guy that reads Cosmo and then explains it to the rest of us.
I didn't know you were dating a gay man. You're a beard. Okay. We found out Audrey, right?
Yes, Audrey. Yes.
She doesn't remember 9/11.
No.
No, we were discussing that as we were testing the mics, and we go around the room, and of course, I was at my day job that I still have on 9/11. I was 18 years old. Sarah was a youth. And Audrey was, we think, if Indiana had pre-K, she would have been in pre-K.
No, she was born in 1997.
She wasn't in pre-K yet because I'm a year older than her, and I was in pre-K.
Actually, I didn't go to preschool, so.
She was shitting her pants on 9/11 with the rest of us, but it was actual duty.
Wow. All right. So we've established that. Let's spend a little more time talking about Audrey. You're a student now.
Yes.
And we did a little bit of talking earlier, and you were a student at the University of Indianapolis.
Yes.
In your freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How'd that go?
It went pretty terribly, actually. I had a really bad roommate who peed her bed all the time.
What was her name? Let's really get into this.
Her name was Christina.
Oh. Christina. Yeah.
Yes.
I could believe that.
She was from Greenfield.
Oh,
Hancock County.
So she was slutty.
Yep. She worked at Orange Leaf, actually, and she had really short hair.
Is she the reason that I learned this about Orange Leaf? They don't charge you by the ounce anymore.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's large, medium, and small.
It was crazy because I was expecting, we went to Orange Leaf on Valentine's Day, and I was expecting
a very, very fancy date.
By the ounce. This was what I requested. I asked that for us to be able to go eat wings in Greenfield. And then we would go have ice cream afterwards. And okay. So we went to Orange Leaf for frozen yogurt.
Froyo.
And so we went in there and I'm like, oh, you pay by the ounce. So make sure you get like the stuff that you want. Don't get any extra stuff that you don't want because you're going to be paying for it.
Because she's worried about the 40 cents it's going to be if I get her half an ounce of hot chocolate.
It's way more than 40 cents. Not really. But now they do it by you buy the container and whatever you can fit in there. Reasonably, I'm guessing, is mm-hmm. what you pay for.
Pile it high, stack them deep, and sell them cheap.
So now I know. Don't go back to Orange Leaf and only get the essentials. Get the extra stuff you want.
Get everything you
want. As long as it fits in the cup, you're good.
So we were interviewing Aubrey, Alice, and Alyssa over here, and we discovered that you're a dropout of IU, Indiana University,
yes.
Indianapolis, University of Indianapolis on Shelby Street. You're dropped out of there after a year. But you did some touristy activities down there. Is that right?
I did a little bit.
So you found a church.
I joined
a church. Or?
Yes, my roommate convinced me to go there.
Oh, the girl from Hancock County that has trouble.
Yeah, the lesbian from.
But really. Right.
So what? Tell me, was it a good Quaker church or Baptist church, or where'd you go?
We went to the Church of Cannabis.
The first church of cannabis.
The first church of cannabis. It was pretty interesting.
What was an experience like over there?
Well, when we first came up, they had a bunch of protesters outside around the fences. They had big picket fences built up around so that people couldn't get in to the church without parking there first.
So did you have to like go through security? Did they pat you down before you went in?
No, actually, a bunch of people came out to the parking lot to us and they were greeting us and asking us to come inside. And then there were a bunch of other people across the fence that were telling us not to go inside because we were sinning.
Sinners.
Little did they know.
Here I am to go to church and you're calling me a sinner.
So what was the service like? I've never actually been.
The service was really crazy. There was a bunch of like bright lights in the beginning and balloons that people were just bouncing around in the beginning. And then they had this crazy guy with really frizzy white hair just kind of strutting down the aisle for about 10 minutes.
Has he been a guest on here yet, Spangle?
No. I tried to interview Bill right after he opened the Bill Levin, a legendary concert promoter here in town, a legendary pothead here in Indianapolis.
He's been a candidate for us a couple of times.
He has, and he has a large reputation around town, both good and bad, depending on who you talk to. Sam Goldstein, for instance, not a good reputation. But I've always liked Bill. Bill's a very entertaining character.
Yeah, he was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So the grand poobah of the First Church of Cannabis, you got to experience a sermon. I think that's like Visit Indy should have him on their flyers. Or if you're in Indianapolis on are they Wednesday night services? Is that what they do?
I think it was Wednesday. Yeah.
It'd be like if you have a free Wednesday, you need to go down to see Bill's church and check it out.
It's on a Wednesday night, huh?
I think so.
Well, it's can't get up on Sunday morning.
No.
If you're ready,
not
going to
happen.
If you're going to go on Sunday, you just by the time you remember you're supposed to go, it's Wednesday. And yes. Make it over there.
Exactly.
Yeah, she was sending me videos the whole time, and
so you didn't get to go with your girlfriend to church.
No,
she was ashamed of you.
Yeah, she didn't want me to go, and I very much wanted to attend this church.
Are you a pothead focker?
No. wait, what?
Are you a pothead focker? Please tell me
he's
you
too
know
old
that.
To know the reference. Yeah.
Oh my god, he's too young. Yeah, he doesn't know Meet the Parents.
Oh, I've seen that movie. I didn't think you were saying Focker.
Oh yeah, no, this is a family podcast.
Yeah, this is the
I
Boss
Hog
of Liberty
Focker
show.
The first time either, Dakota.
Okay, we're gonna try to keep it PG-18, roughly.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I think so. But she was sending me videos the entire time that she was in there, and I have to say it was exactly how you would imagine a Church of Cannabis would be.
Yeah,
like there was no surprises at all.
Well, the only surprise is that you don't participate in the activities. Is that correct?
No, you don't. They have cops sitting across the street that will watch you the whole time while you're there.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you a pothead focker?
No.
So why would you go to a pot church if you're not going to smoke weed?
Well, I went with my roommate. So she was doing it for one of her psychology classes.
But educational.
Yeah, I still didn't look my roommate, but I still went with her, so...
They had to use a buddy system because in college, it gets really crazy.
Yeah.
And if you don't use the buddy system, going to the bathroom or going to the First Church of Cannabis, then you
can
get in trouble.
You never know when a Tad Western is going to come along.
Right. Or a 42-year-old Jeremiah Morrill.
Hey, let's not go there.
Honestly, she's got perfect dimples, so yeah, you might get scooped up.
So, update on my life here.
All right, let's hear it.
It's been a busy couple weeks. I travel a lot for work, so they sent me to Iowa, and I was bored out of my mind. So, if you follow my Snapchat, Jeremiah Morrill on the Snapchat,
it's depressing.
It's mostly me with a windshield and whatever bitmojis I can find at the time. Hey, look, there's a filter in this town. Let's use it. 40 miles later, I do it again.
I feel sad whenever I get a Snapchat
just,
from you.
Just sad, sad to see my Snapchats. So I went to Iowa, drove back, and then I came back home. I stayed in 5 different cities 5 nights in a row. It was like a rock band guy. But the 5th city was Washington, D.C. So got to go out, check out our nation's capital and be a big government libertarian. Check that out.
You were meeting with Congress people and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I do some advocacy as a volunteer for Purdue Extension in the Purdue Ag School. And spent a couple days in training with them and with a number of other like-minded folks from across Indiana. And then we all meet with our local congressperson or senator. So actually, on Tuesday of this week, I got to sit down with Luke Messer and talked about some of the programs that they're delivering and got a little update from the congressman about what was going on in Washington. And on that date, he had actually been called into a meeting. President Trump, this is the week that the Republicans are trying and failing to deal with Obamacare.
Can you believe it?
Oh, it's been the greatest week.
It has been.
I mean, in one respect, it is the greatest that the Republicans failed. But at the same time, it's not the greatest because Obamacare, as written, will end up standing.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll get into that. But I think what's going to happen with Obamacare is it's going to fall down on itself, and then they're going to have to replace it.
Yeah,
it's
but gonna won't they go single payer? I mean, that to me is what they do.
Yeah, I feel like that was the entire purpose of Obamacare was for it to fail and then eventually go to single payer system.
I'm not sure that there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but I don't think that the Republicans that are in office now are going to allow that to happen. But they probably will, but you know they'll be shamed by the libertarians. Greg Lenz and I have spent a couple times, a couple nights here this week going back and forth and talking about the developments of the week. As we're recording this, I guess it's Friday night, so the bill failed. And I've challenged Greg saying that the Liberty Caucus, the 25 or so Liberty type representatives in the House, Massey and Amash in Michigan, and the folks that are seeing their way are actually probably some of the strongest and most powerful people in the House right now, because they can't legislate without them.
Whereas, yeah, but whereas he says, well, okay, that's great, but he put up a post saying, that's fine, but Obamacare as is what's going to stand, so what? It's a Pyrrhic victory. You end up getting bigger government instead of reforming the law. And so what the point that he made, and it's a fair one on We Are Libertarians last night, is that the Obama, this is the one shot to reform Obamacare.
Okay. It's not the only shot. There's going to be other shots.
Maybe.
This is 3 months into an administration, right, and negotiations start when you say no.
Sure.
So they had to say no, or else you're going to have more of the same. Government tries to grow on its own, and unless somebody actually stops and holds the line, you're just not going to you're not going to get anywhere. So I'm glad that they did, and I honestly don't think it's going to get through the Senate without Mike Lee and Rand Paul and sure, some of the others there as well. Ted Cruz, I think, is kind of an obstructionist right now for the Trump agenda as well. And the Democrats aren't lining up to help him. So that was, so they had the discussions. The president had come in and tried to whip the House Republicans that morning. We had our meeting. The congressman actually told us in our meeting, hopefully I'm not going too far off the reservation, but whatever. Nobody's listening anyway.
What is he
going
to do?
Yeah.
Fire you?
Yeah, exactly. I helped. I recruited his opponent in the last race.
So. Right. He told a member of another party something. I think you're safe.
Yeah. No, but he basically said, you know, and this is from, you know, he's number four Republican now in the House. He said they're keeping the pre-existing condition stuff. That's not negotiable. That's not changing. And this is from the party that has said we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Right. So when the leadership of the House is sitting there saying, no, we're truly just the same as the Democrats. We're just 55 miles an hour instead of 75 miles an hour. That's why you have to be thankful for a Liberty Caucus that's going to say, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah. There has to be some conscience.
So that was the tone of our meeting. We also were there, stepped up security because the president had just been there. It was also the first, I believe, the second day of the Gorsuch confirmation hearings. So there were protesters outside of the Hart building on the Senate side. So if you haven't had a chance to go to Washington, I know we joke about how it's big government, but at least it gives you a better picture and an understanding of how it all works.
So what was Trump doing visiting Congress?
So he had gone, trying to put pressure on all sides. The night before, I guess it was Monday night of this week, he flew to Louisville. He actually buzzed me. We were walking around the Jefferson Monument, and his helicopter took off and buzzed over us and flew out to Andrews, and they took him to Louisville, and he tried to shame Massey and Paul into getting in line and held a rally in their district.
Oh, wow.
The next morning he came back, and he had a meeting with all of the House Republicans, trying to convince them that they needed to get in line, or else the blood was on their hands if it failed.
I thought that he was against the Ryan Care. I thought that he was more on the Massey side, saying, no, we're not going to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, Paul is against it. Absolutely.
No, I'm saying Trump. Am I misinterpreting what Trump said, where Trump was like, I don't like this, I don't want this?
No, Trump's been hand in hand with Ryan trying to push the bill through.
Okay.
That's his bill, right. And his people have been meeting with him every day. I think that I don't think Trump cares. And Reason wrote a great piece today about how Trump really doesn't know the details of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to work at the highest level and say, we fixed it.
Right. He wants to win.
He
right.
doesn't want to get in the weeds, and he doesn't give a damn about what the bill says. He just wants to have something passed, doesn't care what it is, so he can claim victory and move on to the next thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why he's pissed right now, is that he doesn't get to do it. He did a very poor job. If you look back at President Obama, he went town to town, had hour and a half long explanations of what the bill was, and tried to sell the American people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're really reading the bill for yourself and trying to dig into it, you just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, and especially with just the amount of words that are in the bill. Like, who has the time to actually read through the entire thing when you're going to be like, well, if this is it, then this is it. This is just what we deal with now. This is our new normal.
Right.
Yeah. The legislative process has just been terrible compared to what, you know, you look at what the Indiana General Assembly does, and it takes them 90 days to pass a law, and they have, you know, three rounds of testimony in each house, and you vote on it multiple times. And here you don't know what you have until the moment something comes to the floor, and it's then you're insane. Expected to vote.
Yeah.
And then if you're somebody like Amash, they expect you to vote on it yes out of the House, go over to the Senate, hope that they do something with it that you can live with, and then it'll go to a conference committee that you're never appointed to, and then you've participated in the process.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to be a rubber stamp until the five or six people that really get to make the decision do it.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. So I would, if I was there, I would be a no vote.
Yeah.
You're not really involved in the process. So that was the downside of the DC trip. My trip home was I got pegged, I think, because I'm a frequent contributor of the show.
Yes.
We flew through Dulles, and the TSA, the Blue Gloves of Freedom crew, they have these chocolate labs that roam the security line.
They're chocolate labs.
Why do they got to be chocolate, Jeremiah?
I don't know why. They chose chocolate.
They're not shepherds?
They identify as chocolate. But I'm walking down the line.
Identify as chocolate.
I'm walking down the security line, and it feels like my yellow lab just nudged me in the hand. I get this dog nose in my hand. What the heck?
That's weird.
And this lady's got the lab on a 20-foot leash, and he's following me along down one line, down the back. And finally, I get to the end of the line. She tells me to set my bag down. Dog covers my bag up and down, sniffs my leg, sniffs my whatever. Sniffs my hands again, and finally I walk away from the dog.
Nothing but bacon here.
Yeah, I smelled delicious. So
you just wanted the cookie in your pocket.
Smells like all the eggs and bacon you have.
All the eggs and bacon. So two guys behind me, we have this big group. There's 30 of us in our group. Two guys behind me, the dog goes off on him.
Oh.
And he gets the full treatment. So, one of the people in our...
Did he get a cavity shirt?
When I finally saw him again, I got accused by the group, myself and another lady. We kind of walked away. We got away from the dog as quick as we could because I knew I'm a marked man. I got to get through security and move on, get to the terminal and get on the plane, keep my head down.
Somewhere out there, somebody's copying NSA keywords on your status.
Exactly. I'm just like the rest of this group. I don't check in at the airport until they are closing the gate and it is time to go. We do not. We'll participate and we'll say, hey, yeah, I'm flying wherever. But we've all learned from the Greg Lenz experience. So I got the heck out of there. Well, this nice teacher from Southern Indiana, he got the 30-minute inspection. And finally, he comes sheepishly walking by the hotel bar where myself and the others that were with me had plunked down. And he could barely come to words. He had just finally gotten a shirt put back on. And
he
was fragile. Yeah, I felt bad. I'm glad it was him and not me.
So basically, he was raped. That's saying. He was raped but legally, by the government.
Legally.
Literally. Legally raped by the government.
It was a woman that did it to him.
Doesn't matter.
She had a degree in history.
Okay.
They had a good conversation. So if you're a history major,
I mean, at least
TSA is hiring.
She flirted with him before she raped him.
I mean, there was some pillow talk at least.
Right. Well,
So what do you do?
Are you proud of yourself? Are you proud of yourself? Very. Is this what you want to marry? The kind of man who makes noise.
Exactly. Exactly. Where are you going on your honeymoon and when?
No.
What airline?
No.
That's not happening.
When are you guys
getting
married?
I'm not going to be placed on a TSA watch list. November.
Andrea? That's soon, huh?
Use your microphone.
We've been engaged since August of last year.
Oh, babes. Babes in the woods. As a man who was engaged for 3 years and then divorced after 6.5 years.
Wait, we were engaged for three years. Time out. So. Did your engagement last longer than your marriage?
No.
No, we were married 3 years. We were together 2 years, engaged 1 year, married 3 years, divorced.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So 6 years together total, half of which is married.
Yes. Okay. Correct.
All right. No further questions, Your Honor.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So I mean, I'm not going to give you guys advice other than don't do it.
We've been together 4 years.
Yeah, but why ruin it?
Yeah.
Why ruin it? So, I mean, I get it though. She's a spiritual person. You gotta, you know.
She's into the First Church of Cannabis. Are you gonna get married there? Is Bill doing the?
No, we're not.
Her religion says she has to get married if they want to, you know, get high.
If they want to get high,
if they want to get high together,
yeah. Right. No premarital.
Is that okay in your
union? Yeah, we can't share the same bong if we're not married.
Right. So. No premarital bongs.
Separate but equal bongs.
Yeah.
Now you.
I mean,
don't
bowls
break,
are okay.
You it's don't break that rule, stuff. Do you? All right. Just bowl stuff.
Just bowl stuff.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, that's cute. When are you two getting married, Sarah?
This weekend, they're going to Vegas.
We're going to Vegas.
Are you really?
We are going to Vegas.
Wow.
It depends upon how liquored up she gets me, really.
Why am I the one responsible for this?
I think we all know why. I think it's because you're the woman, and Jeremiah has lived happily on his own for many, many years.
I'm quite the catch.
Yeah.
He gets to be the asker, though. He gets to be the, what's the word I'm looking for?
The
proposer?
The proposer. Yeah. She just put her finger like the TSA.
She's just
right?
holding out her empty hand in front of me, looking at it, like, going, that looks naked. Yeah. Weird.
Now, you two aren't sharing bowls, are you?
No.
Okay. No bongs?
No.
All right. Just making sure.
Are you even doing bowl stuff?
I'm a teetotaler. I'm a teetotaler, but I'm getting to the bottom of my my vodka drink here.
Yeah, he has a white Russian.
I do have a white Russian. If it's good enough for the dude, it's good enough for me. So, let's see. Aubrey's not drinking anything. Dakota's drinking...
it's just Jameson now.
Just straight Jameson with a little bit of rocks. Mm-hmm. I've got the white Russian because we're going to L.A. and I love the dude. Sarah's got what looks like a fruit bowl in the bottom of her cup at this point.
It looks delicious. Honestly, somebody make me a Shirley Temple like her.
All right.
We boiled some Jameson.
I will go get you some drinks.
So bring some refills. We're not going to do those sorts of things on the Jeremiah Morrill Boss Hog of Liberty podcast.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be semi-professional. The goal, we'll get into the outline of this show.
One of us has a successful podcast, and one of us is just beginning.
One of us has stolen the equipment from Dear Leader.
Let's talk about
that. From a successful podcast.
Jeremiah goes, I'm going to do a podcast. Give me all your equipment.
No, I said, just give me enough to be dangerous.
He said, I'm demanding this because I've donated $7 a month for the last 3 months.
For a very long time. I have the documents.
Maybe six months.
It's probably been well over a year. Maybe two.
Probably. Not two. No.
Maybe two.
We really didn't start taking donations till last year.
I donated before anybody. I was an OG donator.
That's not true.
Of the Jeremiah Morrill Pizza Society, I'm number one.
You created it. Absolutely.
I'm 001.
We've got, I think, three members now donating $7 a month. And the reason that is called that is because Jeremiah, I always, when I see him, make him buy me pizza. Well, tonight was much more than $7 worth of pizza. It was Pizza King East.
This is the steak. It was the steak of Pizza King.
It was so good.
It's $30 a pizza.
If I come to this region, which is East Central Indiana, kind of by Richmond, Indiana, this is Newcastle, I demand Pizza King. That is my rider. I need you to buy me Pizza King, and I get to pet the fish. So
do you not have Pizza King where you are?
They don't have the right Pizza King.
There's two
dueling Pizza King franchises.
Right. It's like in Vincent's where I'm from, there's two Bob's Pizza. You want to go to Bob Bob's, you don't want to go to Bill Bob's.
They're different. Okay?
Different?
Write that down, Aubrey, for your second honeymoon.
Separate and not equal. Yeah. So when we get married.
Oh, is that where we're going with this?
I mean, you've got to make a choice. So... Huh.
So that's how it is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a snake in the grass. Look at me right in the eye. Come, I'm coming for you, bro. I saw them dimples.
He's a homeowner. What have you got?
I have nothing.
You've got a shitty Chrysler.
I have potential. That's it.
Tell us.
I'm 33 and I'm still working on my potential.
If this is allowed to be in the Big Show feed, this would probably be the two. This will be like 201B. This won't have a real We Are Libertarians number, but it might be in the feed. Give us an update on where the Chrysler is if we're listening to 201.
Yeah. So I reached out to Kahlo Jeep Eagle and I said, hey.
Hello, Kahlo.
You guys messed this up. You need to fix it. And they said, no habla español. No, I have a warranty, so I'm taking it in Monday, and hopefully everything's covered under the warranty, just in case. But I was real freaked out last night. I'm the type of person that the basic creature comforts, clothing, food, housing, internet, all that stuff, it's very simple. I like it taken care of. And when any of that stuff gets out of whack, I get all freaked out because it's like I'm so busy with other stuff. I don't have time to worry about my car breaking down. You know, I paid a lot of money for this car.
Some of us have two cars.
I know. Well, some of us
some of us aren't rich.
Right. Yeah. You have like 9,000 square feet. He has three garages out here, and he pays $76,000 for this house.
95. Spangle,
it's okay.
Are you
I live
okay?
in the same town.
Are you losing blood over there?
I'm hemorrhaging, honestly.
I look over and he's got this white towel that has
got blood spots.
It looks
on it.
Like
it is a pad.
I have what is my tampon.
It's starting to look like Kurt Schilling's sock over there.
Yeah, I picked a hangnail and it just started gushing everywhere. I'm not okay.
Is it when you pick the hangnail and it just like continues on?
Yes, and it hurts
down the side of your thumb.
Oh, it's a deep tear.
Yeah, look at this.
That's worse than childbirth, I've heard. Yeah.
Do you need stitches?
No, I'm okay.
Do we need to call Travis Wyke Week Budweiser?
No,
because he's
please.
An EMT.
No, we don't want him coming over. I have three rules when I come to Henry County.
So you require pizza.
I require Pizza Hut. I get to pet the fish, and no Jesse or Travis.
No Jesse or Travis. You've got now. The last time you hung out with Travis, he gave you the greatest gift in the history of gifts.
I forget what was it.
Oh my gosh! This is why, dear leader. Forgets who his subjects are and they have to look up to him. He paid you in cat food.
Did he?
You don't remember this at all?
No.
My God.
What'd he give me?
He gave you, go back and look at your timeline for this time of the year. It was the LP convention. You came and spoke at Montgomery's.
Oh, that's
which,
right.
By the way, two years ago.
You're
Saturday,
right.
Saturday, next tomorrow, if this comes up in the podcast today, we're having the Area 6 LP convention at Montgomery's, the fourth anniversary of Spangle's appearance.
Yeah. So that was 4 years ago.
I think it was. Dan Drexler was chairman. It was in the loud room where we had a birthday party going on next door to Spangle.
It was three because I was just getting divorced and I was not well and the speech didn't go well and I was melting down. And yeah, Travis paid me in cat treats and cat food. And I still have one bag left of those cat treats.
I'm sure those are going to be good for the cat.
Yes, I do remember that now.
I don't
think
you give your cats enough treats.
Dakota was in seventh grade at the time, I think.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah.
What did you say? Seventh grade?
And it was 3 years ago?
I like that Sarah just walked away from the podcast. We're in the middle of a show, and Sarah just left.
She's doing her duties. She's making us drinks.
She's literally like cooking and cleaning.
She's the Aaron. I guess maybe she's more like the Aaron Ewer, where she'll just walk away and do the dishes.
I was so mad at him last night. Like, you're in the middle of a show. Don't do the dishes in the middle of a podcast.
You know what, Sarah? Good for you.
And then Hannah's like, now, he's being nice and doing dishes. I'm like, I know, but this is a broadcast. We're trying to be somebody someday.
Somebody should have paid him $10 to start the vacuum cleaner. Do you own a vacuum cleaner?
Of course. Oh, I'm anal retentive clean, okay? So that I replace my vacuum cleaner every couple years.
Look at this.
Look at that.
For the audio podcast, Sarah, the former Steak and Shake waitress, has brought out a Shirley Temple, a White Russian, and a high-test Shirley Temple for herself.
Man. And for the poor baby at the table, I also brought him a SpongeBob Band-Aid.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that is a good Shirley Temple, too.
What a good person.
I have SpongeBob Band-Aids. I just remembered this.
Why do you have SpongeBob Band-Aids?
Well, so
because he's a man.
because the little honey boo-boo.
I am a high-profile individual, and sometimes... Right. I have high-profile guests. They've included Chris Spangle. They've included the family of the libertarian legend, Jordan Page, whose family has come over and used my pool a number of times.
Tad Western.
Tad Western has been here and ruined my fish. Unfortunately, by the time we discovered what Tad had done, the SpongeBob Band-Aids weren't enough. but yeah, we're prepared. We're prepared for almost any emergency.
That is so funny. This is quite the palatial estate that you have, to be honest. I love it. I love your house. I wish it weren't an hour away from me.
Well, we are welcoming to all kinds, whether they're gay like Dakota or obese like myself or Chris. We're welcoming to all kinds here in Henry County.
High performance
athletes. High performance athletes. This is the only place in the world where you can get a home with a 3-car garage, a swimming pool, 3,000 square feet, a yellow lab, a doggy door in your bathroom, all for less than $100,000.
Hey. It really is amazing what you've got here for so little money.
Exactly. I paid $17,000 for my house.
$17,000. He paid less for his house than you did for your car.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I bet it's not leaking tranny fluid. I went on Maya's wall today. Maya axed my trans friend, and I just wrote, my tranny's leaking fluid. Stop it. Great new podcast, Foreign and Domestic. We're launching new podcasts all the time on the network. Foreign and Domestic aired today. That is the Peffers brothers and Maya out in Colorado talking about the weed culture. You'd love it, Anna. Great stuff. Very funny. We're launching.
He's texting
this new
podcast. I think he's feeding her lines now at this point. That, or she just wants to get the hell away.
Who?
No, she was asking me if I'm turnt yet.
Are you?
I didn't know he was turnt yet.
In the super secret wall chat that we're back in Spangle. There was an incident
because of Aaron Ewert, and he ruined the chat. He's on quite a tear lately. He's testing my patience.
Super secret wall chats that Dakota has. How the hell did Dakota get in there? I thought you ejected him.
I did.
I'm glad you haven't kicked me out.
You know who put him in there?
Who? You?
Aaron.
Aaron put him back in.
Tanner was in there. You need to have Tanner out here.
Dakota's in there.
I told you to sit back and enjoy it. That's true. Have you not enjoyed it?
Yes, thank you.
Chris is now hitting on my fiance. That's the most recent communication.
It's true.
2 minutes
lovely,
ago.
Lovely dimples. So, you know how I feel about 20-year-old blondes.
Well,
hey, the problem, my favorite.
The problem, Dakota, yeah, you'll be out of his age range in no time. Just wait patiently.
Just wait about six months.
Yeah. No, 26. After 26, it's all over. Remember that, okay?
Oh, thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
That's why I hooked you up when I did.
You're getting term limited. He's no longer interested.
Sorry, you're out.
He's passing you on to a 2-month older man.
You did get me right before I turned 26.
I did. I have a gift. I have a gift. I met Sarah. I met Sarah at, you came to the first We Are Libertarians Live.
Second one.
Second one. Okay. And we all know how great my memory is. So
that was the one where you tried to hit on Megan.
Yes.
I looked over and I saw Megan and I was speechless.
You're like,
okay, I floated towards her.
She's so radiant.
She was radiant.
I don't know what kind of a disaster you are, but she fell in love on the next first date she went to.
I know.
And she's getting married.
It wasn't the next first date. It was like 2 first dates later.
She kind of led me along, to be honest.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So she was a little bit dishonest. So we haven't spoken since then. But I wish her well. Sorry, this Shirley Temple
is getting married.
This Shirley Temple is really very strong. This truth serum hitting me like you wouldn't believe.
That's
somebody get him a virgin pinnacle out of the Shirley Temple too strong.
Sprite Zero is really getting to him.
That's what I thought it tasted weird. I thought it because I'm not used to diet drinks.
Well, that's all. It was that or tonic water.
No, there is real
Sprite?
Yeah, there's 7 Up up top.
Do you realize where you put that
in the cabinet where you can't reach
of
it?
My
Chris
reach.
Is a high performance athlete. Sprite Zero is exactly what the doctor ordered.
It's fine. It's fine. I love it. Thank you very much.
You're
Cheers.
Welcome.
It's like Gatorade. It's what water needs.
Look, I mean,
it's what grass needs.
I'm down.
It's what the crops need. What is the line? Somebody line.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what plants crave.
It's what plants. There we go.
Yeah,
I've never seen that movie.
You haven't seen it?
I've watched it one time.
So
I need
heard
to watch
about
it again.
If that counts for anything.
No, that's not enough. Not
yeah.
enough.
So you tried. So you met. Mm-hmm. I met you that night.
Yes.
And
you paid her money.
I looked at Greg and I said, I'm going to hook her up with Jeremiah. And I think I told you later that night in chat, this is going to happen. We started chatting.
Mm-hmm.
I realized you were great. You were much too nice of a girl for me. That's for sure. And so I had to pass you along to Jer.
At the worst possible time.
Yeah, why?
I was busy. Oh, I'm always busy, but I was...
But see, this is why Sarah's perfect for you, okay? Because you are the type of person who gets very set in your ways and very, you know, I don't have time for that. I don't want to date, blah, 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 blah. You find excuses not to meet a nice girl and get involved. Sarah is chatty enough
that
she was going to break through those walls, those high walls that keep getting 10 feet higher. She broke through them just like I knew she could.
It was exactly what I needed in the middle of a race for governor was to, you know.
Oh, the first week he was like, that Sarah sure is chatty. I woke up to 14 messages this morning and I don't know what to do. I was like, enjoy
false.
It.
False.
Not false.
Never 14 in a row.
Well.
Now look at you two. You're in love. It's adorable.
It's all going well.
Yep.
We're taking the big grand Western trip.
Tad Western free.
We
will not be with us.
Sans Tad Western. We're gonna fly into Vegas. See what happens. maybe find an Elvis or two. Maybe I'll be Elvis. I don't know. And then we'll go run around an Air Force base, maybe. Borrow a plane. We'll drive drive out to L.A., spend some time in the ocean. And then if I haven't gone crazy, we'll see the Grand Canyon and Hoover Dam and back to the airport again.
Someone please take a picture of Jeremiah dressed as Elvis.
Oh.
I've got the sideburns.
You do.
I really hope he does.
I've got the sideburns. It's a goal. I love. Do you guys not have a thing for Elvis? He's been dead my whole life, too. It's okay, Dakota, but...
Do you remember, Sarah, the Elvis stamp?
I had that as a kid.
Yeah. No, I do not.
When we were kids. 27 cents.
Yeah, when we were kids, man, the Elvis stamp was a phenomenon.
It was the big thing. My parents got me one. I've lost it at some point because I'm an irresponsible child when I was a teenager. But they got me one, and it was framed and had in my bedroom. It was cool.
I think I collected stamps. I think I still have it somewhere. But I loved the Elvis stamp. You could choose between young Elvis and old Elvis. And the post office was going to print which one, like on some Elvis anniversary.
Young Elvis.
And young Elvis won. It was a phenomenon.
I think I remember seeing pictures of it, but I don't remember it actually happening.
Yeah. Do you know who Elvis is?
Yes, I know who Elvis is.
No.
Not Elvis Costello, Elvis Presley.
I know who Elvis Presley is.
Elvis Costello, do you know who that is?
No, I don't know who that is.
Honestly, the nice reference.
I wanted to go all Tom Griswold on you.
Do you know who John Candy is?
No, I don't.
See, every time you date a 20-year-old girl, they never know who John Candy
so,
is.
So, Dakota and I, we watched a John Candy movie, did we not? No, yeah. We watched Chris Farley movie.
Yeah, it's Chris Farley.
We watched
Almost Heroes.
Almost Heroes.
Yeah, never seen that one.
Oh, it's good. You need to watch it.
It was.
You have to steal it. It's not available. You have to like go on Kodi.
So, like, when we were in high school and we were in college, Anchorman was the big movie.
Yeah.
What was the big movie for you when you were in high school?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Anchorman was pretty big.
Hannah last night said it was Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really like Step Brothers.
Which is a pale comparison to Anchorman,
for her,
quite
it's
honestly.
Probably like The Hangover.
Right.
I mean, it's not been that long.
The Hangover was pretty big.
You just got to think, like, 2012.
I know.
I mean, it's not...
It's so weird to me.
Like, Superbad is a classic to her.
Like, I'm mentoring... so, like, now I'm at a point at work where I am now not mentoring the next generation... I'm mentoring the mentors of the next generation, and it's so weird to me because, like, I'm giving advice to people who are mentoring the interns now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a weird feeling. Imagine once I get old and then I'm not even mentoring anybody.
And they have to explain Windows to you, Grandpa.
Well, and like as a teacher, I can relate because some of the kids in my class are kids of people I graduated with. So it's like, oh. You had a baby.
And we called them sluts.
No.
We're never sluts, right, Sarah?
We don't call them sluts.
Not to their face.
Now, Anna, out here in the...
That's not her name.
What's your name?
My name's Audrey.
Amanda, okay. And so, like, how many pregnant girls are out here in the country? Like, when you're in high school, how many, like, we had two girls in my high school that got pregnant.
So you went to Plainfield.
I went to Plainfield.
And you graduated.
The
graduated
classiest part
yeah,
of the
I graduated.
From Try, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Try High School. Which, what does Try mean?
Where you'll try anything?
I have no idea.
You don't know what Try means?
I really
means?
Have no idea.
Didn't come up. All right.
No, it came up. All right. I'm only 1 year older than her. Try is because of the three smaller consolidated schools in the surrounding counties and townships that went into the one school system. South Henry School Corporation.
Do you know?
Is the official
do you know who the schools
school.
Are?
It's Louisville,
uh-huh.
Cambridge City,
okay,
and Strong.
All right, sure.
Now,
three towns nobody's ever heard of, but you got the gold star.
You
got
to make sure you talk right into the mic, Dakota, and talk with volume. Okay,
I was trying to intimidate Jeremiah by looking him in the eye.
Can you ever intimidate me?
You just
me?
Have to do this, Dakota.
Is it possible?
Where you're
he's
looking
the boss
over
hog.
There, and then but you're still talking into the mic.
Yeah. He's the boss hog of liberty.
You might have some major eye strain, but
I
it'll
can't
be totally
shaken.
Worth it.
They're building a statue to Jeremiah here in Henry County, okay?
Half goat, half man.
He can feed you to some hogs. He knows hogs. Okay?
I'm doing the electrical work for it. I'm proud to.
It's volunteer work, of course. So,
how many pregnant girls, like, over under?
In my class?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Through the 4 years? Just the ones that had the babies, not the other.
Yeah. While we were in high school, there was, like, one or two, but I know when we were in middle school in seventh grade, there was one girl that got pregnant.
Shut your mouth.
That wasn't
she
a rumor
has
that really
two
happened.
Kids now. Do what?
Did she have the kid?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. And actually, I think the baby daddy died of like a drug overdose. So,
To be quite honest, I'm speechless by that. I can't believe that.
Now she has another one.
He wasn't,
one, so.
You know, good Christian man. You know, working at the working
textile
at
mill,
an electrician,
yeah, Grady.
Yeah,
at the local foundry.
Because, like, I've always thought that maybe like rural Indiana, you know, you're probably just like there's like 10 girls because there's got not much to do out here, right?
Really, though, there is.
Well, yeah,
they like, go to Walmart for fun.
There's yeah. not a lot of. Well, first of all, there's not that many kids in the school where she went.
Yeah,
the proud graduate.
There were 76 people in my graduating class.
Yeah, I graduated with 63.
We were the largest class in the school's history.
We're in a county of 50,000 people, and we have 6 high schools.
What?
That's insane.
That's crazy.
We have Shenandoah, Blue River, which doesn't have a football team, undefeated since 1962. Newcastle, Shenandoah,
because they don't play anybody.
Hagerstown.
So that's how you two got together because you're like the only two good looking people in the class, right? Everybody right. else.
Well, they had to jump, so Dakota had to go looking at the younger girls.
I put gum in her hair in sign language class.
I did, really?
Really?
Yeah, that's how I got her to notice me for the first time.
Nice. And that's a classic move, honestly.
He glued his hand to her, and they were
I'm going to try that. I'm gonna try that one next time I go out to Broad Ripple.
Double bubble spangle walking down by.
I'm ready.
One of her best friends
get
took
ready
her
to
hair.
Get bazooka Joe'd.
One of her best friends took the big clump of hair that the gum was in and cut it at the root with a pair of scissors.
Oh, that was
just a true story.
That was nice of her. So you had that to remember her by. Yeah. Did you get to take the stump home? This is the stump of the girl I'm stalking.
Yeah. So it's still in a Ziploc baggie in the freezer. Drawer.
You have to eat shut like up. At your first anniversary. You have to eat a little bit of it, like the cake and then a little of the gum hair.
No,
you
I
have
just,
to reach you the gum.
I cut a little bit off and put it in our food at night.
Oh, that's so gross.
So you can just poop a little piece of each other. Oh my God. Now, how did that work?
What do you mean?
How did that work? Like, he put gum in your hair, and now you're getting married.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even know.
Did you hate him?
Yeah, I was pretty mad at that point.
We talked rightfully for, like, so. A year after that, and I was trying to flirt with her the entire time.
Right.
And how'd that go?
And then I asked her out, and it totally caught her off guard.
Yeah, I had no idea.
And girl, by going out at try, you mean like you're going to go walk up and down the one stop light in
she
Louisville?
She thought my tractor was sexy. Oh,
actually, you had like a red car, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your Cavalier?
Yeah.
Ooh.
1989.
Cavalier,
that little
man.
Red car, Cavalier. Yeah.
A 1989 Cavalier.
That's right.
We've heard a story about that little red car.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. We told that story on the Lost Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, it was on the Last Podcast. That's right.
What happened in the
I'm not going to tell that story.
In the Cavalier.
We'd like to hear both points of view.
All right. I'll tell you what happened here. So we went on a date. We've been dating for a little while at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the movies in Muncie, Indiana, and decide it was a really good idea to park behind the movie theater. The Cavalier's back
for
window.
Prayer.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
They steam the windows.
The right. Cavalier's back window was like permanently frosted over. Like you couldn't see out of it. So it wasn't that big of a deal. So I had a flannel shirt on. And we hung clothing over the rest of the windows.
Right? Why?
Got in the back seat so that no one could see in.
Was like, there nudity?
Like this
we
is
were
a...
sharing a bong.
They were going in their prayer closet, so nobody
we
else could see them.
We were doing bowl stuff.
That 70 show circle going on.
Yeah, we were doing bowl stuff. Regardless, we didn't want the globalists to see us with the cameras. But anyway, we're in the back seat of the Cavalier. And all of a sudden, we see lights going in from behind the clothing.
What level of nudity are we at?
The level we are at is my pants are like at my knees.
Underpants too?
No, just my regular pants.
All right, okay.
And my flannel shirt is off. Oh, my regular shirt is also off.
Okay.
And she is like not, she's... All of, she's fully clothed.
Oh, yeah.
I was just getting a little bit too excited.
Right.
So at this point...
Young man ready to go in a hurry. Right. No foreplay, right, with this one? No, not at all.
So at this point, we see, you know, like I said, the flashlight was beaming into the car, and there's a tap on the glass in Delaware County Sheriff's Department. Please step out of the vehicle. I know. So like I said, my pants are around my knees and I have no shirt on. So I
So you look like you're from the Muncie South. Right?
So I get out of the car and I'm like still pulling up my pants, right? And
you're getting out of the car?
Yeah, I get out of the car and I'm in the back seat. It's a two-door car.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling up the pants as I'm climbing over the front seat to get out, and I take the flannel shirt off of the window and put it on. There's no shirt on underneath it. Didn't have time to button it. And stood there and talked to the man.
That's just how Dakota got on Cops.
Yeah. And just like Jeremiah, the sheriff thought I was gay.
What kind of haircut did you have?
Because he did not say...
She was still growing it back after the incident.
Right. He did not say, "Can I see her license?" He said, "Can I see the other occupant's license?"
See, that sounds like training to me. Yeah, like, let's be respectful, let's be PC, the other occupants.
So, yes. we'll pause for just a second.
Not that
there.
Girl you're trying to do butt stuff with in the back seat. Let's see the occupants.
Dakota inferred stuff. That I think he's gay. Mm. That goes back to when you were an Austin Peterson supporting, Rex Bell supporting young libertarian who didn't know anybody in the community.
He has very soft eyes and soft lips, to be honest.
So Dakota orders a sign from the Rex Bell website.
Okay.
And immediately our crack team of me says, "Oh, there's one in Newcastle. I'll go deliver it right now." So I called Dakota and he's like, "Yes, I'm home for 10 minutes. Sure. I'll be right over and drop it off." So I take the sign, actually two signs, over to Dakota's house, and Dakota and another well-groomed man is in the front yard, and
we were doing yard work.
My friend
my friend Chase had stayed the night, and he was helping me.
See,
he was helping me with yard work.
This is why you might have, you know,
Chase and Dakota.
Chase and Dakota,
out.
Just shirtless. Like Seth and Jesse. It's right. So Chase and Dakota are in the front yard, and I give them their sign. You know, they're supporting a libertarian. I just walked in the Pride Parade, for God's sake. So I'm like, "Well, you two have a wonderful home. Thanks for your support. Bye."
Now, does that speak more to his desire, Dakota? Or do you think you're gay?
I believe so. Well, I mean, we were sending off some pretty strong vibes. And I knew that Audrey knew Jeremiah from whenever she was in high school.
Wait a minute. I'm a 4-H leader, and right. Audrey was in my 4-H club.
Right. He wasn't trying to date her.
Yeah. It's not like I'm other people that we
but
know.
I will say, Jeremiah has sent me the
hey, easy. Easy.
He has sent me many prayers. And I thank you so much for those prayers,
you're
Jeremiah.
You're welcome.
So you're gay.
Well,
he's working on it. Pence is vice president, so he's not allowed to be gay anymore.
He shocked the hell out of me.
So apparently Greg...
That's why I'm an electrician now.
Greg had a groundbreaking announcement last night on the Weirdo Libertarians podcast.
Greg's memes are everywhere. Like, everybody, like Todd Young got Greg's memes, and now we hear that we are at the highest of high levels.
Yeah, so the Vice President of the United States
has a folder.
Has a folder of Greg's memes and other gay electrocution memes where, you know...
Does he have the...
Where he's...
The brony meme?
I believe he has seen that one, yes. So
you were just up there. You should have asked him.
The Vice President of the United States is a fan of We Are Libertarian memes. How amazing is that?
I love it.
It's just ridiculous to think how far this show has come. 200 episodes.
It's amazing. I'm humbled and honored that Pence loves our anti-gay memes.
I'm sure he prays. He may have made his prayer list by now, Spangle.
If I'm not on somebody's prayer list, I don't know. I think anybody that listens to any of the We Are Libertarian shows knows I need to be on some prayer lists.
Yeah. We'll think of you the next time we're doing bowl stuff.
Well, that's a little gay.
It's Audrey and his fiance that do the bowl things. I don't do any bowl things with Dakota. I'm going to California. Maybe I'll try some bowl things there. It's recreational.
Yeah. Well, we're almost out of time.
Really?
Yeah.
So with my syndication, my pizza doesn't buy me unlimited airtime.
No, you've got an hour.
We get an hour per episode.
You got an hour per
episode. And then we have to insert some plugs. We have to thank Chris for the broadband. Yep. Ask people at this point, I'm probably not fully compensating Chris for all. I'm sure this is going to have probably half the downloads Tad Talks does. So probably only 2 million episodes downloads a week.
Well, listen,
it's still a tremendous cost.
Listen, this is not a joke. It cost me $50 to start a show. Okay. We are now not covering the cost of We Are Libertarians, because I've had to go to an official server. We've added some extra software, like Ringer to help with phone calls. So if you listen to yesterday's episode with Brian Nichols, where he's in Philadelphia and it sounds like he's in the room.
Unless
that cost $20 a month.
Unless Harry was streaming and then your shitty internet took a dive. Exactly. And it sounded like it was 1995 DirecTV.
I gotta download my server. So yeah,
I've got to turn on the bathroom camera and see if things are still good in there.
Oh, Harry. I've significantly upped the costs of We Are Libertarians on a monthly basis over the last month, and bought a lot of equipment. I've spent a lot of money because we're plowing more stuff into this to make it grow. And so this first episode of this podcast is going to cost me $50, me out of my pocket. Okay, so. I do okay, but still, this is a business, and you guys listening get something out of it. I hope. I think that you get entertainment out of what we do. And so if you get something out of this, whether you get knowledge or laughs or, you know, friendship via the internet, then please consider becoming a member of the Jeremiah Moral Pizza Society for $7 a month at wearelibertarians.com. And you can help me offset some of the costs. So if you love it, then help pay for it. Because if we don't get donations to help offset the cost, then eventually I just can't do this anymore. And my goal is eventually to do this full time and to become a full time podcaster. So then we can launch a bunch of different shows, and we can continue to be the number one entertainment brand for libertarians.
So we'll make this offer on was it April 8th, April 9th, Sarah? When's the official We Are Libertarian Spring Party?
April 8th
here in Henry County. If there's a listener that makes a $50 contribution to We Are Libertarians and mentions Spring Party or the Boss Hog of Liberty show, we will grant them access to the private We Are Libertarians party. Let us know that you made the contribution. We'll roll the red carpet out for you. And you and, anybody, I'm expecting probably a dozen of you, but we will make you VIP guests.
I will make your drinks all night.
Sarah will share my Jameson with you.
Dakota will share Jameson, and we will give you first crack at the pool, which we do plan on having open for the spring party.
You can pet the fish.
We will let you take a photograph with Big Mouth Billy Bob over there. Tad's going to get his first
shot. She's a lady.
Well, she is, but it's whatever she decides she wants to be called. Maybe it's Bobetta.
Her name's Tilapia.
Tilapia. She's very feminine, though. We're off topic, feminine. But she lays eggs all the time, and they don't go anywhere, but she does try.
Oh, poor girl.
So
that's why
anyway,
all the rocks are that
she
way.
She ain't got no man in there.
There's a Texas cichlid in there. She's got her eye on.
He's a little guy.
But he's impotent, Spangle. It just won't work. It's not natural.
Listen, I've noticed that the big black fish seem to like the little white ones.
God does not approve of their relationship.
Oh wow, I am in Eastern Central Indiana.
They're smoting them. All right, so we thank Chris for making the trip out here. We know it's at great personal sacrifice. He looks like he's lost a half quart of blood over there. Well, a little bit of that red is the end of the maraschino cherry that he insisted my girlfriend get him, but whatever.
Love a good maraschino cherry.
Do we have any final thoughts from Audrey, Dakota, or Sarah? This is your chance to plug something. This is a weird libertarian's tradition. We steal your time. We make you show up on the podcast if you're in the room.
No, we let you.
We let you. Yeah. But then we also are benevolent and allow you to plug something. So if you have a little something you're working on, this is your chance. Dakota?
I want to say thanks to Chris for coming down here because, one, for teaching us how to do all this stuff. Two, because Jeremiah would never have bought pizza if you were not coming down here.
That's true. And yeah. This gave you the opportunity to introduce Audrey to Chris and clear up the little miscommunication that he's actually
a 48-year-old
bald man.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, he's hitting on her, but now she knows that he's not nearly as ugly as you made him out to be.
Right. The memes precede me, and she was like, "Oh, is he the bald one?" And somebody had made a meme of me the other day where I was bald.
It was me.
Was you? It was Dakota.
Dude, there are like 3 memes a day of me, so I can't keep track of who makes what. And so I was bald, and she thought that was what I actually looked like. So good job,
great job on the Corel.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that I would like to plug is my Morgan County Libertarian Party is having their annual convention on April 13th at 6 p.m. at Ralph and Ava's in Mooresville. We currently have 3 awesome members who want to be super involved, and we're hoping to build our party there a little bit more as we expand and hopefully reaching out to the other libertarians in our community.
I attended the last Morgan County LP event, and they go to Ralph and Ava's, and on the night they go, there's always a singing piano bar.
Nice. It's like, amazing.
It's like going to
Howl
at the Moon, but you don't have the $10 cover charge.
Exactly. Nice.
Or, well, 20 if you're a dude, 10 if you're a girl.
And you get home-cooked food there. The people who work, or the people who own Ralph and Ava's, they have a catering business too, and they have spectacular food.
If you don't have anything to plug, Audrey, we're going to plug your wedding and tell people
to
show up.
I really have nothing.
It's in November at the tree farm, right?
November 18th.
What time?
I don't know.
They haven't decided yet.
Yeah. Well, all of the listeners will be there now. So thank you for that invitation. We'll have them bring their own beer.
BYOB.
BYOB. Are we allowed to drink?
Is it at the tractor pull?
Oh yes.
I don't know. Spangle had a dry. His Spangle's first wedding was dry, and we had yats.
I think
we might have had some mints or something to go with it.
Yats is one of my favorite restaurants.
There was no drinking at that one.
The Methodists are the sneaky drunks, where they do it behind the back of everybody, and like the pastor will hang out with everybody and then go drink with them. But then at church, it's like, no, we don't do that.
I knew it wasn't going to last, so I didn't want to invest much in the front end of it. So.
All right. Well, on that happy note. I thank all of you for listening and making it through this first actual episode that's going to make the airwaves, and won't be long. We'll have episode 2. Awesome. Talk to y'all next time.